702.
What's going viral with Kabazela?
All right, what's gone viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairburn is brought to you by Vodacom Red. Happy Monday.
It's a happy Monday to you, Bailey. You good?
I am. I'm well.
Nice, good, good.
Listen, so let's start then with that egg. Because yes. We've been talking about this egg. This is the Instagram egg,
that's the
right?
Instagram egg that had gone and beat Kylie Jenner with the most likes on Instagram. It was millions and millions and millions of likes on Instagram.
Do you remember how many it got to? Because at one point, the last I checked was around 50 million.
Yeah,
right?
Somewhere around there. I don't know the last numbers, but a heck load. And we reported, remember, it was, yeah. Here it is. It's got so many likes. And then remember I said to you, it started showing a couple of cracks.
Aha.
And we thought, ooh, you know, what's going to be revealed? So yeah. They started teasing this, on the weekend, for the viewers in the US to watch, you know, after the Super Bowl, that all will be revealed.
So it was going to all be, okay,
all
last
will be
night.
Revealed. Yeah? So eventually, what they did was they showed an animation and it said, recently I've started to crack. The pressure of social media is getting to me. If you're struggling to talk to someone. So it was a whole ad for Mental Health America.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I mean, they've obviously got everyone's attention. Listen, if you're not on Instagram, you probably have no clue what we're talking about. But if you are, I mean, I think certainly, it's changed in a way the conversation and the pressure people feel. I mean, I saw something in the UK over the weekend about particularly young people, you know, the pressure many people find themselves under to post exactly the right image on social media. So this is in fact a very clever way to tackle that issue.
Yeah, and just in sort of mental health in general, you know, there's lots of people who deal with these issues internally and don't ever speak to somebody. Yeah. And this is really good to say, talk to somebody.
All right. First dance at a wedding. Has everyone in tears?
Yeah, so this guy, he unfortunately had a motorbike accident many years ago and it left him paralyzed.
Mm.
So it was his wedding and the time for the first dance came. So, you know, you can either, the bride can either sit on your lap and you can maybe, you know, wheel around a little bit or spin around.
So the guy's in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair, yeah. Or, you know, she can just stand there next to you, I suppose, and dance. But what happened was really, really touching. His father and his brother.
Yeah.
So whilst the first dance was taking place and she was standing there with him, they came and they had two chairs next to him. Right. They took some Velcro straps and they tied each of their legs to his legs. Okay. Then they took his arms and they put his arms around their shoulders.
Yeah.
And then at once they stood up. And they lifted him up so that he could essentially stand and dance with the bride.
And they were obviously supporting him.
And they were supporting him.
Oh, that's incredible. I have to see this
really,
video.
It's quite an emotional one. Prepare yourself because next to the father and the brother are in tears. And it's quite an emotional one, but lovely to watch.
That's family support in the real sense, right?
Indeed.
All right. Finally, you want to tell us about the Peppa effect.
Yeah. So if you have kids, you probably have watched Peppa Pig. And I've seen Peppa Pig pictures before, but I've never actually watched it. But there's something called the Peppa effect. And what it is your toddler will be watching Peppa Pig. And Peppa Pig speaks in this British accent. And it's like quite high-pitched and hello, mummy. And then she goes and she snorts because she's a pig, right? But what's happened now is kids who are watching this are starting to speak in a very posh accent, or they start
like
putting
Peppa
on
Pig.
It to try and mimic Peppa Pig, or they start snorting after everything they say to mummy, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's one that you've noticed with your toddlers, young toddlers, if they've started developing kind of accents. I know my best mate's kid, she's around about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I've listened to her a couple of times and she comes up with these really strange accents. And I said to him one day, I said, what's going on here? What's the story? Why she's talking like that.
Yeah.
And he says it's because the stuff she watches on YouTube.
I'll take your calls.
Yeah, quite interesting.
011-883-0702. Do your kids, has your kids started speaking in a strange accent based on a show they watched? I can tell you what, Jonathan, a lot of people have learned to speak English
watching
properly,
shows,
watching television. Mm, so maybe that there is a thing to that. We'll take your calls on 011-883-0702. How much have you been influenced in terms of how you speak by what you watch? And of course, calling on all Amakhosi fans, Vodacom is about to paint Fourways Farmers Market red on the 9th of February. Be part of this exclusive viewing experience of the Soweto Derby alongside the legendary Lucas Radebe. It's exclusive to Vodacom Red customers only, so you can register your entry to join the hashtag Soweto Derby Red Experience at redrewards.co.za. Vodacom Red, for those who expect more.